Dr. Rooney, people are living longer these days, and so are their dogs. Consequently, there is an ever-increasing problem in small animal practice in the diagnosis and the therapeutic management of the older dog. Perhaps you, as a pathologist, could give me a few clues on how we could deal more effectively with the geriatric problems in the dog.
That is certainly an all-inclusive subject. Perhaps we should begin by saying that aging processes, or geriatric processes, if you will, begin at least at the time of birth, if not at the time of conception. Further, in defining what constitutes an old dog, we must consider each breed as a group and each animal within the breed as an individual.
Aging starts at conception. That's interesting. However, as a clinician, I commonly see old dogs that are sluggish, overweight, rheumatic, with evidence of deficient vision and even mental changes. This, to me, is the old dog syndrome. One question I had for you, Dr. Rooney, now seems inapropos, but I would like your thinking on it anyway. Do you think, as a clinician, we should have a careful, formulated geriatric diet for feeding of the old dog?
Dr. Riddell, when one considers the numerous organic lesions associated with aging, there are really no specific lesions one can say are always associated with aging in the dog. Many lesions are detected at necropsy by pathologists and are associated with aging and senility. No one dog can be assumed to have any one lesion or group of lesions. These must be detected by clinical and laboratory examinations. When such examinations indicate hepatic, renal, or pancreatic disease, the animal must be managed therapeutically and nutritionally for the specific disease and not simply for old age.